Let me start by thanking UNCTAD and particularly the investment division for organizing this meeting and for a quick solution for technical problems. I would also like to thank Mr. Chan for his comprehensive remarks and Mr. Schneider from Nestlé for his inspiring keynote address, which shows the importance of public-private partnership. Germany has studied carefully the recent UNCTAD publication on the SDG Investment Trends Monitor and commends the Secretariat for the timeliness and high quality of this publication. UNCTAD's SDG Investment Trends Monitor paints a bleak picture in terms of investment and financing trends for the most critical SDG sectors. Across the 10 SDG investment sectors identified by the report, investment growth falls short of requirements. Investment is either stagnant, declining, or not of the order of magnitude that would make a significant impact on estimated investment gaps. This bleak picture holds especially true for developing countries and the least developed among them. As such, the report is a timely reminder that our words have to be followed by deeds, and that time is running out with only 10 years to go to fulfill the 2030 agenda. In order to close this financing gap, we need more transformative initiatives and to scale up what is working in nascent proportions. UNCTAD's action plan for investment in the SDGs that was published in 2014 put forward six sets of ideas aimed at creating a big push for investment in sustainable development. Many of these ideas are worth pursuing, and we look forward to the Secretariat revisiting its action plan and updating it for our scrutiny and support. In our perspective, the combination of public and private funds needs more attention. Germany therefore supports more in-depth research and policy analysis, technical assistance and capacity building, as well as consensus building on best practices and lessons learned on the interface between public and private actors in the SDG investment sphere, be this in the realm of public-private partnerships or the special economic zones area, as it was explored in this year's World Investment Report. A number of German development programs support investments in SDGs. For example, I will give you two examples. First, Africa Connect is a new financing solution that facilitates investment in Africa. European companies can receive long-term loans from the German Investment Corporation in order to create skilled jobs. A total of 400 million euros is available under this program, which relates to SDGs 8 and 9. Another example, the Africa Growth Fund, which supports African small and medium-sized enterprises and startups through private equity and venture capital. This program contributes to SDGs 8 and 9. There's also the Africa Business Network, which provides advisory and support services for German small and medium companies in regard to exports or investments in African markets. Companies receive information about business opportunities and are afforded support throughout the individual stages of product development. In closing, allow me to welcome again the initiative of setting up a permanent discussion forum for Geneva's permanent representatives to pursue SDGs-related investment issues through interaction with the private sector and the various Geneva-based international organizations. Thank you.